and that means the day with the listeners at SRI. The day when the listeners do the talking and the talkers do the listening. The person doing the listening in this case is me, Paul Suffren. I'm the manager of the Speakers Forum, known fondly as the Grapevine. The topic of the day seems to be the changes in our programming on shortwave and satellite starting at midnight Swiss time, June the 5th. These are changes that exclude the Grapevine and the Swiss shortwave merry-go-round. That's not to say that there won't be listener contact or technically related programs in the future. They just won't be in the style of the GV or DX features. What's listener reaction been? Well, here are a few samples. Nicholas Peter Adams of Port Murray, New Jersey in the United States. I understand the economics and even the emphasis on satellite transmissions, but I will miss so many features. There has always been a special place in my heart for Grapevine and merry-go-round, and I sincerely hope that Nicholas Lombard really meant it when he pointed out that hour-long transmissions on shortwave were a possibility for the future. That would be fantastic. Richard P. Allen of Malden, Massachusetts, also in the United States. Shame on you. James T. Schindler of Huddersfield, England. I shall miss the Grapevine and the Two Bobs. Regret that I have no interest in your satellite broadcasts. Shortwave listening is a personal, independent occupation for me, and my pocket receiver goes with me on all my travels in the UK and abroad. Please note that I listen to SRI to hear the Swiss news and features. World news I can hear on the BBC. Martin Price, Shrewsbury, England. Dear Sirs, 1. Grapevine, 2. The Two Bobs. It is with regret that I note your intention to axe the above programs. Surely there's an adequate audience on shortwave to justify continuing these two popular programs. You're putting too many eggs in one basket with emphasis on satellite broadcasting. This medium can only count for a small minority of listeners, even more so when you compare Europe with the Third World. Please reconsider and consult the listeners. How about a questionnaire being sent to listeners? Audrey McNeil of Blackpool, England. I must write these few lines to express my shock and disbelief when I heard the news. Please, please do not take these two charming and necessary programs away from us. Will you kindly remember that there are millions of us out here who rely on shortwave? We do not have satellite. Well, on behalf of the Two Bobs, I'd like to thank all those who have written in to express their disappointment. It's nice to know that the effort we've made over the years has been appreciated by the listeners. I'm afraid it's too late to reconsider the decision, but as our program director said in the interview, there will be room for listener contact of some kind. We'll take a break for music now, just to lighten up the atmosphere. Arthur Boston of Liverpool, England, remarks on the April Rhythm Makers, which featured American country singer and composer Gail Davies. He writes, I was amazed to hear that there was such a big following of country music in Switzerland. I just did not imagine the Swiss liking this sort of music. For Arthur Boston now and other country music lovers, here's Gail Davies.
I don't need your hard-earned money. To where I'm going, I don't need you to drive me downtown in your big shiny car. My needs are simple. If you just sit down, I'm gonna tell you what they are. All I need. baby, right. I don't need your good time, buddy. Spilling their beers on my phone. In case you miss it the first time around, I'm gonna run it by you one time more. All I need is rum and my loving. Rolling easy, loving the hours away. All I need is rum and my loving. I need a 24 hours of every day. Don't need designer dresses and perfume from Paris, France. All that stuff just ain't enough. My little pocket of sand. I don't need diamond necklace shimmering around my neck. Hey, that's not what makes me sparkle. You have the picture, yeah. All I need is some of my loving. Rolling easy, loving the hours away. All I need is some of my loving. I need a 24 hours of every day. I need a 24 hours of every day.
Yeah, toe-tapping, knee-slapping Gail Davies there. Before I go, I'd like to say hello and goodbye to a few new listeners who have written in to talk about themselves. Mrs. M. Stearn of Beckenham, Kent, England, says that she's 65 and lives with Fred the Dachshund. She refers to a comment by one of us who said we don't want to sound like a BBC clone and suggests that we play a cuckoo at the end of our time signal. Well, that's very helpful, Mrs. Stearn. She listens to us on a shortwave radio her son gave to her. It's just a small portable with aerial tied to a bush in the garden, but I can get quite a lot on it. Another shortwave enthusiast is Jim Snell, who says he gets great joy out of receiving radio programs from other countries right in the privacy of his own home. Jim is a minister for the Church of Christ in Madisonville, Kentucky. Dave Lufkin lives in Dallas, Texas, and as a student of geography, he listens to shortwave because he's interested in all different parts of the world. Dallas is the home of just over 1 million people, he says. I moved to Dallas in April from Washington, D.C. The people here are very friendly, and the city is quite cosmopolitan. Contrary to the stereotype image, there are few actual cowboys here. Many international companies are located in Dallas, and people from all over the world live and work here. Someone else with information about his hometown is Peter Witten of Holstebro, Denmark. I am 31 years old and live in Holstebro in the western part of Denmark. Holstebro is a city with around 30,000 people. I work as a journalist at the local newspaper, Dagbladet Holstebro. We've received a letter from Kenton Dean of Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, who apologizes for getting snarky with us for not sending him a program schedule. It turns out he got it after all. The month of Ramadan really slowed the mail up, he says. I received a ton of mail today, that was in May, that was posted in March. Well, all's well that ends well, Kenton, and I guess you can say the same about the grapevine. This is the last program in this series, but, you know, who knows? Maybe the son of grapevine will appear one of these days. This is Paul Suffren. I'd like to thank everyone who lent us their ears while we were doing the program. I hope you'll continue listening to SRI, whether it be on shortwave or satellite. And please, keep writing, because we were always told not to talk to strangers. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the shortwave service of the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation.
Next to me, 31 years later, Bob Zanotti.
Bernard Lehman used to be the announcer at the time, worked at Swiss Radio International, then known as the European and Overseas Service of the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation. This is the final edition of the Swiss Shortwave Merry-Go-Round. How many years has the program been on the air, Bob? 37, I think.
I joined the program in 57.
Mm-hmm.
And then Russell Henderson had a spot on called the DX program, which consisted mainly of a name parade, main name spelling, hello, greetings to listeners, so on, so thanks for reporting, that sort of thing.
Not quite what we've been doing recently.
It was an easy program to do, of course. It just had a bunch of mail, but everything had to get started one way or another. And then I joined in 57 by... Well, I was tangled up in a rescue mission here through amateur radio, and then Russell Henderson asked me if I could comment a little bit on this happening. It was a small girl, a young girl in Budapest in Hungary, was very sick, and one of the radio amateurs was sending an SOS over the shortwaves, and I picked it up, and eventually the Red Cross was present then in Bucharest, went to the aid, and was obviously able to help with the appropriate medicine. Anyway, that's how the program got started then. In 57, I introduced then radio amateur band news, the DX and propagation a little bit. And then we also had an item, I don't know whether you recall, Bob, it was the Otto Berners Broadcast Band Report.
We had that even still in 1970 when I came in and started to relieve David Simmons at the time of the second chair here. And Otto Berner was phased out eventually. He went into retirement and couldn't quite keep it up anymore. And from that time on, 1970, when I joined you, Bob, the program began to change. It became what it was and what it is today, more of a program of two characters, two personalities, and not so much DX. I always get upset when people call this the DX program. I mean, this has not been a DX program for a long time. I think one of the things that we worked on very hard, going back, it must be 15 years or more, Bob, I remember it was an EDXC meeting up there in Belgium, I think it was in Brussels, quite some time ago, and we dropped a little bit of a bomb there, and we started lecturing people about the dead-end road they were on by just collecting QSL cards and feeling that stations were only on the air to satisfy the needs of a hobby.
Exactly.
We made probably a few enemies, or we hope not. We don't like to have enemies. There were a few hard feelings.
I don't think so.
And I remember, and I have to be careful how I say this, but I remember distinctly at the time, even a couple of the fellow broadcasters distanced themselves from our remarks.
I believe, Bob, it has been fully recognized by all the DX clubs worldwide that listening to shortwave station is much more than just collecting QSL cards, and this is has become standard today.
I mean, well, it sounds as though we're blowing our own trumpet here a little bit, but I think for the record, while we can still may have an impact on the record, it was the two Bobs who used, or I wouldn't say coined the expression, but in the DXing or SWLing sense, to use the expression program content, which is now part of the DXing jargon. Our message was clear: learn to listen to the stations, And I can still hear her saying on the program years ago, there's no incompatibility between having a fascination in the technical aspect of radio, but also listening to the message that's being broadcast to you. I think today, though, it has become established part of the rules of the game.
Yeah, and I must say it was much fun doing the program. We had something, we compensated each other in a way. Do you remember when at Christmas we were even playing, you were playing the accordion and I was playing the organ, and we were playing some Christmas carols and things like that? Yeah.
The two Bobs in concert.
We got ribbed on that one, Bob. I think somebody remarked to get back to answering questions. You do a lot better job.
Well, those were the days, Bob.
That was, I think, 83 or 84, Bob.
Yeah, I don't know. We had a lot of fun, that's for sure.
Yeah, over the years, we've also met a lot of friends, which I know we're going to keep. Even though we're not on the microphone, we're still going to be interested in this field, you can be very sure. And we will not lose contact. It will not be over the official microphones of SRI anymore. But...
I mean, we could go there as private individuals, couldn't we?
Oh, sure, we can.
Nothing stops us.
Maybe we'll go to the next CDXC conference.
Well, if it is not
on our own
in Auckland, New Zealand or something. Anyway.
I do want to take a moment as the time runs out. You know, I thought over the years we all have about the, you know, what will it be like the last program, and I'm, you know, a bit taken aback that here we are doing it. And we really didn't know what to do except just be ourselves the way we've always been for the last 24 years. That's what's carried the program.
No go script. Down in dignity.
Well, that's about it. I mean, just do what we're doing. No scripts, improvising, and saying what we feel. And we do feel very grateful and very touched by all those many, many people who have written in to express their view about the ending of the program. Bob, what will you remember more than anything about the Swiss Shortwave Merry-Go-Round?
I guess what I retain, Bob, is that all during these 37 years, we have seen different generations come and go, and all of them started out with the youngsters, whom I know have become the technical operators, the technicians, and the engineers of today, and if we could have carried on, we would have seen the engineers of tomorrow.
All right, Bob, we've just about run out of time. It's a very difficult and very painful thing, personally, and for both of us, to have to try to choose the final words on our final program. I really don't know anything clever to say, except thank you very, very much for all the loyalty and support, which we deeply appreciate, and we're always and will remain open for your correspondence in the future. Que sera, sera, what will be, we don't know the future. The only thing I can say from me, Bob Zanotti, again, thank you very much. And very best of 73s. We hope somehow we'll keep in touch. And I have the ominous duty to declare that the Swiss Shortwave Merry-Go-Round is QRT. Bob, you have the final word.
So it is my turn now to bring the curtain down, but not without expressing my deep gratitude for the loyalty and the sympathy you were proving to us during all these years. As we always used to say, Bob and I, keep the shortwave flag flying. Friends, behind your receivers, we won't forget you. And perhaps will the Swiss shortwave merry-go-round with the two Bobs also find a tiny place somewhere in your memories. With this, let me end my swan song with a melody I recorded ages ago, a bit scratchy, I'm afraid, but it expresses my present mood and feelings much better than any words could do. So for me, Bob Tumman, it's goodbye.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue sky dries the dark clouds far away. Hello to the folks that I know. Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that if you saw me go, I was singing this song.
listening to the English program of Swiss Radio International in Bern, beamed daily at the same time to the Far East on 13.635, 15.505, and 17.515 megahertz. In Europe on 6.165 and 9.535 megahertz, and on the Astra satellite.